This story is read by Jerry McGonigal, Corporal Robert Glenn, Service Number 40138 of the Royal Scots. He was previously a member of the King's Own Scottish Borderers and the Fife and Forfar Light Horse Regiment. Robert Glenn was born on the 12th of June 1893 at Invertiel Farm near Kirkcaldy, Fife. He was the fourth of five children born to James Fulton and Mary Ann Glenn. Sadly, Robert's father, who had been a farmer, died on the 10th of October 1900 at Kirkcaldy. Robert was educated at Kirkcaldy High School and initially worked in farming. By 1911, he was living with his mother and four elder brothers on a farm in Burnt Island. The whole family were employed within the farming industry. There is no record of Robert's younger sister, Margaret. Robert enlisted with the Fife and Forfar Light Horse Regiment in September 1914, service number 2248. In the Perthshire Constitutional and Journal and Perthshire Advertiser 1915, it shows that the Light Horse Regiment was involved in training at Scone Palace. Robert served in Gallipoli, but was invalided home in December 1915 with dysentery. After he recovered, he went to France in September 1916. According to records, he was transferred to the King's Own Scottish Borderers, service number 26781. There is no other evidence that Robert transferred again. However, on the grave register, the King's Own Scottish Borderers has been crossed out and substituted by the Royal Scots Regiment. He appears on the Royal Scots Medal Roll, and the 7th, 8th King's Own Scottish Borderers is shown as a previous unit. Interestingly, seven other individuals on the same page as Robert also previously served with King's Own Scottish Borderers. Robert Glenn was killed at Roy on the Somme. Records show two dates. One is the 20th of October 1916. However, there are no reports of casualties for the Royal Scots that day. The date on his war grave is the 22nd of October 1916. The following is an extract from the Royal Scots War Diary for the 22nd of October 1916. Our guns were occasionally firing short during the day and following night. The enemy did a lot of blind firing into the low ground where the dugouts were situated. At 3:30 p.m. the enemy attempted to leave his trenches, but it was very half-hearted. He put an intense bombardment on our support line, which lasted for about 2 hours. He repeated this intense bombardment between 7 and 9 p.m. and throughout the night. Shelling was heavy, but despite this, forward posts were connected up, communication trenches and a new line established. Casualties: two officers wounded, other ranks killed 14, wounded 75. It is therefore more likely that Robert was killed on the 22nd of October 1916. He is buried at Warlencourt British Cemetery, Plot 8, Row B, Grave 9, which is located on the southeast of the village and 5 kilometres southwest of Bapaume. The cemetery contains 3,505 Commonwealth burials and commemorations of World War I. Robert was 23 years old. He was awarded the Star, the Victory, and the British War Medals. We will remember them.